Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Leinishvas. I'm Yaakov Shom. Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddushi Daf in Malif. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says, "Osu lo'odom she'kadesh ha'isho at she'ireno." One is not allowed to be mekadesh ha'isho without seeing her. The Kiveige here in the Gilian Shas sends us to the Marashon Bo'abasra. The Marashon Bo'abasra Daf Tet Zayin asks a question. We know that Avraham Avinu, it says when he came with Sarah to Mitzrayim, he said, "Hina no yadati ki isha yafas mareat." Say, "I see that you're very beautiful." It says Rashi over there, "What's hina no yadati?" I only realize now that you're beautiful because he didn't see her until then. And that's what the Gemara there in Bo Basra refers to. Ask the Marashon, how did Avraham Avinu mekadesh Sora if he was not able to see her? We just learned here in the Gemara, you're not allowed to mekadesh Aisha without seeing her face. So several answers were said to this question. The Marashon himself brings two answers. First answer is Avraham Avinu and Echanami, he did see Sarah when he married her. But now we're talking several years later. Now she's very old. So Avraham Avinu did not look at Sarah since he married her. He didn't know if she's still beautiful or not. And now when they went to Mitzrayim, he suddenly realized that she's beautiful, even now when she's very old. Another answer the Marashon brings is that Avraham Avinu did not start keeping mitzvahs right away. According to the Marashon, only after Avraham Avinu did the Bris Milah, he kept the mitzvahs. So if so, when he married Sarah, he didn't keep this mitzvah, this Isra of Rabbanon, of not marrying without seeing her, because he wasn't yet keeping all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Yun Yaakov over there in Bo Basra says another answer. Our Gemara says, why can't you marry a woman without seeing her? Shevet Tizgane Olav. Maybe he will see her later, and she will come ugly in his eyes. So that's why he cannot do that. Avraham Avinu knew that that will not happen. The Yaakov says the reason why it will not happen because he will never look at her. He was not planning to look at her. I saw the Rebbe Yashiv in the He'oros points out that one cannot rely on that. And especially that we see that Avraham Avinu did eventually see her. But maybe what the Yaakov is meaning to say, Pshat is Avraham Avinu knew that regardless if he sees her or not, she will never be misgana be'inov. This will not deter him from being with her because the beauty won't play a role by Avraham Avinu. But a maybe called more simpler answer, more pashut answer, says the Maharal then the Guraye, and that's what the Targum Yonasan there says as well. There's a difference between seeing Aisha in her face, and that's what the Gemara refers to over here. You have to look at the woman's face before you marry her, and then seeing other parts of her body. So says the Maharal, Avraham Avinu of course saw Sarah in her face. But now we're talking about that he saw, he brings the medrash, Shigilta Sarah Sheiko. He saw a not sneezedic part of Sarah's body. That's what he meant to say, oh, she's so beautiful. And that's something that Avraham Avinu never looked at. And this is what Targum Yonasan says over there, because Targum Yonasan's lashon is, from Avraham the Sarah intete ha'at kedoin lo istakolis bipsoreich. I didn't look at your busser. I didn't look at your body. I looked at your face, but I didn't look at your body. And that's how Avraham Avinu was able to marry Sarah. One other answer that the Olim says, different Achronim say it, that there's a difference between seeing and staring. What it says over here, Sula Adu Shikasa Isha at Sheirena. He has to see her. Ria Be'alma, that Avraham Avinu did have. But to go ahead and say that he didn't know Yadati, there was like a spyless, there was something here that he did not. You know, he was staring at Sarah. He saw something that he didn't realize till now. That was the additional thing that Avraham Avinu had. Before I should bring another question. The other question has to do with Yitzchak Avinu. Because Yitzchak Avinu, he sent Eliezer to marry Rivka. So if Yitzchak Avinu is marrying Rivka, how does he send his shliach if he doesn't see her? And that goes straight into our Gemara. So that we say there's his surah to send the shliach. So here there's a few answers. One answer is, that Yitzchak sent Eliezer not to marry Rivka, just to bring Rivka. That's the Moshe Skeni Bali Atoisa says, he wasn't Mekadosher until she came to Yitzchak. But the Feirush of the Rishayim and Gemara, Atoisa brings in Ksuvis, that he didn't marry her. There was even an Tzudas Eirus, it says Atoisa, that was done by the house of Besua. So another common answer that Chorini bring is that Yitzchak was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So when the Gemara says over here that it's a surah to marry with the shliach, is if a person could do it himself. Here Yitzchak was not able to go himself to Mekadosher, he had no choice, so he's able to send a shliach. The Yad David over here, he says something else. He says that by Yitzchak was different. Because Avraham Avinu got a nevuah in the end of the Akedah saying that Rivka was born and she's meant to be with Yitzchok. When you have a nevuah and you know that's the Bashert, then there's no problem. Then you know that's the wife of Yitzchok. There's no chashash shavit is gana be'inov. So that's why there's no problem that Yitzchok did not see Rivka. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.